Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some wheat planting tips and list all of our upcoming Extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class, September 10th. But first, for today's Did You Know, September is National Fruits and Vegetable Month. Summer's Bounty helps to make eating healthy an easy choice. It's not really a coincidence that the Produce for Better Health Foundation recognizes September as National Fruits and Veggies Month in the United States. Summer is filled with colorful fruits and vegetables, from strawberries to melons, tomatoes to greens, and many more. It's the season to indulge in foods that are tasty and good for you, too. There are many reasons to include fruits and vegetables every day in a meal or snack. The fiber in the produce helps keep you full, helps improve digestion, and helps reduce risks and effects of several diseases such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and more. Many fruits and vegetables are packed with vitamins and minerals that our bodies can't produce on their own. K-State Extension recommends filling half of your plate during a meal with fruits and vegetables. By consuming more fruits and vegetables, you lower calorie intake, reduce weight gain, and reduce the intake of high-calorie foods. Whether they are fresh, frozen, canned, or dried, fruits and vegetables should be consumed year-round. In fact, with many garden foods reaching harvest, it's a perfect time to preserve fresh produce. Freezing is easy and doesn't take a lot of equipment. Many foods can be frozen, though some, such as lettuce, do not freeze well. National Fruits and Veggies Month also comes with a reminder to cut food waste in the United States. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that nearly 40% of food waste occurs from home. Canning and pickling are great options to reduce food waste. While shopping, plan meals and snack to be a better shopper. Before going to the store, shop your kitchen first. Incorporate what you already have into your menu. Know your schedule and family likes to be sure fresh produce is used before getting wasted. Here are some other tips to reduce food waste. Add perishable foods to a casserole, soup, or salad. Freeze fresh produce to use later. Don't buy in bulk if it's not an item that you can use up quickly. Prepare fresh produce so it's easy to grab and go for easy snacks. If food is spoiled, consider composting if you have the available space. Following these tips can easily cut back on the food we throw out. In my farming news, now is a good time to plant and control volunteer wheat. All volunteer wheat within the area should be completely dead prior to the start of the regional wheat-free window in the end of August to September 25th. This will help control the wheat curl mites, Hessian fly, and green bugs this fall. Planting wheat in the optimum wheat planting time also helps in the control of these problems. The most important reason to control volunteer wheat is the control of the wheat streak mosaic virus and the three viruses that it consists of. Unfortunately, there is no cure, so prevention is key. Please be a good neighbor and destroy all your volunteer wheat at least 2 weeks before wheat planting time. On our extension calendar, our Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, September 10th, starting at 6:30 p.m. right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside in McPherson. Come learn how to make empanadas. This class is always free and hands-on. K-State Extension McPherson County is also pleased to offer the first of many month-long exploration courses. These courses are open to all youth within our community, ages 6 and up. Coming in October will be our wildlife exploration, starting off with a visit to the Maxwell Wildlife Refuge, and then three nightly meetings involving a short lesson and activity for all. Registration is due October 1st here at the office with a cost of $10 per child. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.